First of Chronicles, chapter 2. Well, here you've got the genealogies of the tribe of Judah. And I suggested on chapter 1 that this is really the genealogy that was worked out and was written up when the exiles were in Babylon. And of course, it was Judah who was in captivity there. So you can understand why there's more emphasis in these genealogies on Judah than on any of the other tribes. And one of the points that's made, I think, is that they were weak. They were spiritually weak, and this is brought out here when we read about the weakness of Judah to start with when he was a younger man. And I think the idea is that they could not look back on their fathers and say, wow, what a great spiritual pedigree we have. Not at all. It was all of grace that they were saved. Then you come through to read about David, and you've got the list of all David's brothers. And verse 16, and their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail, the sons of Zeruiah, Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. So, when you read about Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Zeruiah is a woman who was David's sister. So actually, although Joab was probably not much younger than David, he was in fact David's nephew. He was the son of David's sister, Zeruiah. They're always described, Joab's always described as the son of Zeruiah. And there's a time when David says, you sons of Zeruiah, my sister, are too hard for me. They were hard-hearted people, whereas David comes over as the softy. And this sort of thing gives, I think, credibility to the Bible narratives, because isn't it like that in families that you can have one sibling who's really hard and another one who's a softy, and the hard-hearted one has hard kids? And I think that's what really happened here with the David family, that David was the softy and Zeruiah, his sister, was a hard woman. And the name Zeruiah, it means wounded. So she was a hurt person. And unfortunately, that hardness carried over to her children. Whereas, you know, they were so hard, whereas David could say things like, your gentleness, God's gentleness, has made me great. And you see there how David was different to his brothers. We know that right from the beginning, where he was the one chosen by Samuel to be anointed and not his brothers. You can see it, as I say, reflecting further that his sister, Zeruiah, was a wounded woman, was a hurt person, and she didn't quite get over that. And her kids, likewise, Joab particularly, were hard people. And David says, you're just too hard for me, you sons of Zeruiah. And the fact that they are called the sons of Zeruiah, and Joab is always called Joab the son of Zeruiah, I think indicates that their mother had had a big influence upon them, because normally a man is called in Bible times after the name of his father, but they're called after the name of their mother. So if your parents, or mother, or father were hurt, it doesn't mean that you have to be hurt and hard. You can be forged and formed by God to be soft if you allow him to do that. And that's the contrast there, isn't it, I think, between David and these sons of Zeruiah, his sister, the wounded one. Maybe someone had hurt her, someone had raped her, maybe abused her, done something wrong to her, and she didn't get over it. And this came out in her children. And we've got to realize that there can be healing, that we are not just condemned by circumstance and experience to be hard people or wounded people. We can change. You know, David could have been a wounded person. He could have said, look, all I did was do good for God, and I killed Goliath, and what did I get from my marriage, from the way Saul treated me? I'm a hurt and wounded person. But he wasn't. He got over that because of his close relationship with God and his sense of God's gentleness to him. And we can really do the same.